This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, have you been thinking about an open concept? Or how to fix up the basement and have that man cave you've always wanted? Or maybe it's time to look into solar for your house. You've come to the right place. It's time for the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric. Let's turn it over to big time, Mike McGivern.
Welcome to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero. You know, live radio, you can't beat live radio, I'm telling you. About 20 minutes ago, I get a call from Mitch, who's the producer here. He said, hey, I got a flat tire, 121st in Bluma.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
We did it, though, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
We're a little bit late, but got the boys from Donovan and Jorgensen Heating and Cooling sitting in the parking lot going, what the heck? What did Scott Fisher get us involved in? That's what they're thinking. We're going to be calling my co-host, Ray Hoffman. He's the marketing manager for Current Electric here in just a minute. Our special guest, and I'm going to get them a little bit more situated when we get to a break, because I'm literally running in. My computer's not on yet. I got my sheets, but we're good to go. These guys are calm, cool, and collected. I'll tell you that. Hey, John, you're the first guy that committed to coming in today. How you been?
Good, how are you?
Good. Pronounce your last name for me.
Sakura.
John Sakura. Man, you're a technician.
Yes, sir.
How's business at Donovan Jorgensen Heating and Cooling?
Good right now.
Yeah, you guys busy?
Busy enough.
Busy enough. If your sales guys would sell more, it'd be better, right? Hey, yeah, hey, Phil, grab the microphone a little bit. Hey, Phil, I had sent a text to Scott Fisher. I said, which one of these three is the talker? He goes, no doubt, Phil. That's the guy. So, Phil, how you been?
I've been very well, thank you.
If you could go a little closer to that microphone, it'd be great. Is it Schmidtke?
Oh, very well done.
Thanks. I've been horrible in the last name. So, how long have you been with Donovan Jorgensen?
6 years.
Yeah? Things going good?
Things are going very well.
Man, what I have to tell you this. I'm a huge fan of your company.
Well, thank you.
I'm a huge fan. And you guys have been to my house a couple of times. I've sent you to a number of people. In fact, at 8:30 today, we're going to talk to Donna Kern. She lives in Hartford. I work with her. And Donna is as big a fan of you guys as I am. And she is a client, and she's a customer of Donovan Jorgensen Heating and Cooling. We'll talk to her about the things you guys did for her when she was in desperate need. And I appreciate that. We're also joined by Brad. Brad, pronounce your last name for me.
Lazel.
Lazel. You're an install guy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah? How are things for you?
Staying busy, keeping us out of trouble.
Hey, the part of the install, has that business changed a lot? You know, with different types of equipment, with you know, throughout the years. How long have you done this, by the way?
Going on 13 years.
So, man, long time.
Yep.
Man, you don't look old. Would you start at 12 or what?
18. Right out of high school.
Where'd you go to high school?
Brookfield Central.
Yeah, you're a Lancer.
You bet.
Yeah, man, we'll talk during the break about Brookfield Central. In the 13 years you've been doing this, how much has your category and what you do changed?
It's constantly changing. You're constantly keeping up on the new equipment coming out, making sure, keeping up the pace with the training and everything.
Is Donovan Jorgensen the first place you started?
Yes, sir.
Man, you know the cool thing, too, and I want to thank your company because you sponsor my youth sports show. So from 9 to 10 every Saturday, and because of Donovan Jorgensen Heating and Cooling, I get to do things like at 9 o'clock today, we're going to have Chim DK, who is a wide receiver. In fact, he's coming into camp as number one wide receiver for the Badgers. Went to Waukesha North, was a former Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week that I gave a plaque to, and his mom and dad are coming in. He's doing a camp out in Waukesha to raise money for a buddy of his that passed away. Of he had sudden heart problems when he was a junior in high school and died. He was like his best friend. So he's got all these big-time Badgers coming up to Waukesha North in a couple of weeks to raise money for this foundation. And I can't do shows like that if it wasn't for Donovan Jorgensen Heating and Cooling. So thank you guys for that. We are also joined now by my co-host. And, man, one thing about Ray Hoffman, and I've known him for a really long time, he doesn't get rattled, man. I called him. I said, Ray, here's what's going on. And he goes, yeah, okay, just call me when you're ready. Director of Marketing for Kern Electric, he's Ray Hoffman. Ray, how you doing?
I am fantastic. It's all about the solutions, Mike, not the problem.
Yeah, well, I was going about 90 on the freeway to get Mitch because I knew these boys were standing in the parking lot going, oh, boy, where's McGivern? Yeah, he told us to be here at 7:45, so... Hey, Ray, everything...
They must not know you well yet, because I just go, okay, Mike's running a few inches late again.
Yeah, well, as long as we've known each other, you got mad at me. I think twice, you think once, and I don't want that happening ever again. That is for sure. Hey, business over at Kern Electric, home of the superheroes, you guys doing pretty well right now.
Yeah, business is great. It's busy, very busy.
Hey, Ray, when we talked yesterday, you said, look, solar is really, really busy right now, and we'd like to get more business, but we also have to find some employees. You guys are looking for some pretty good people to become superheroes.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking for more superheroes to join the team. We're always training our next generation to come up and trying to teach them. And our legacy is solar. The owner's legacy is solar. So. We're really trying to grow that solar team, both in the residential market and commercial market.
Hey, John, and our special guest for the entire hour, Donovan Jorgensen Heating and Cooling. Go to DonovanJorgensen.com for any questions, any problems that you have. John, as a technician, what's the most common HVAC problem that you see?
Generally just more maintenance-related issues. Anything can happen at any time, but more issues that we see than not is just when the unit is not maintained to a normal standard for the unit.
And you guys, we're part of the maintenance program that you guys offer because it just makes sense. I don't have to think about it. You know, I get an email, I get a phone call. Hey, look, you're ready. How's Thursday? We're going to come out and we'll do some maintenance to make sure everything's running well. And I think that if people sit down and look at that maintenance program that Donovan Jorgensen offers, It just makes a lot of sense. It's inexpensive, and it just gets eyeballs like yours on our stuff to make sure that everything's ready to go.
Peace of mind.
Yeah. One of the things we're trying to come up with some of the marketing for Donovan Jorgensen is, you know what, get this fixed or replaced when you want to, not when you need to. Because when we talked to Donna Kern at 8:30, she needed to. Yeah, and she'll tell you what this thing that you guys did, where you came out on a Sunday, sales guy came out on a Sunday, and install came out on a Monday, and it was cold, and she was like, "Hey, my husband's got to go to work. You want to come over and cuddle for a while?" I'm like, "No, I'm not coming to Hartford to cuddle with you." She's like, "I'm really cold," and then Donovan Jorgensen stepped up and took care of it, and she was just really happy. Hey, Phil, with your business, and similar to what I had talked to Brad about, how much has the industry changed on the sales side as far as, I think the equipment has changed quite a bit over the years, right?
Oh, in a big way.
Yeah, if you could go a little closer, that's okay. And you could pull it closer, that whole thing will move. There we go. All right. So before you walk into somebody like Donna's home, and you know that she's going to need a whole new system, how much is there prep work that you have to do, knowing the size of the home, the location, anything? Or do you go out with everything in your toolkit to say, okay, let me take a look at this stuff?
No, we usually sell one furnace and one air conditioner, and that's about all we go. No, of course not. We're looking at the house.
I'm in no mood for humor right now, and I'm going to tell you something. All of a sudden, there's only going to be two of these boys from Donovan Jorgensen Heating and Cooling. And when we go to a break, it's going to be Ray and these two boys over. I'm only kidding, Phil. Yeah, that's. Can you tell that I'm a little on edge right now? Yeah. I'm
100%.
I'm 100% Irish. I don't get sarcasm all the time either. So, in all honesty, if you you know you have a meeting out at a house in Hartford, do you want to know the size of the home? Do you want to know things prior to getting out there?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Asking the homeowner a number of questions, how long they plan on staying at the home. You know, is this an income property? What's the use of, you know, what types of problems are we having? What problems do we need to address? And then, of course, also I'm, you know, hopping on Zillow, trying to find out as much as I can, getting a visual, trying to see where the condensing unit is sitting and see if there's any zoning issues that we need to be concerned about before I go out there. Because the last thing I want to have happen is me walking out there and be, oh, I have to figure this thing out now. I want to go there. I want to know what I'm doing so I'm not wasting the homeowner's time, not wasting my time. And so we can get down to the important stuff, which is making the homeowner comfortable, keeping them safe with a good set of equipment that's installed correctly.
Hey, Brad, so in every company, like in radio, promotion sometimes doesn't like us sales guys. Because we may sell. Oh yeah. Oh, you don't think I'm coming after you after you mess with me? So, you know, sometimes, right? It's like we sell something. They're like, "What were you thinking?" On the install side, you follow the sales guys, right?
Absolutely.
How's that going? Yeah, you love all your sales guys, but the boy to my left, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They do their best to sell it as accurate as they can, and then anything that you find on the job, you kind of just go with, and you're going to have to adjust to it.
Is every day's different for you, huh?
Every day. You're always going into something different, new equipment.
Do you find that the majority of your, and maybe I should go back to sales on this, majority of your sales are furnace and air conditioning combined, or is it one and then they come back with the other?
Generally, oh gosh, that's a really good question. I'd say at least 3/4 of the time, the furnace and AC together. And there's a lot of doing them separately, just adds a lot of labor. We have to have the guys back and forth. They have to travel. We have to clean up. We have to set up twice as opposed to just once. We have to work with sheet metal twice instead of once. And we end up saving a ton of money doing them together. And in general, the life expectancy of both units is not that different. So to do one, you know the other one's going to be done shortly. Doing them both together just makes financial sense.
Phil, thank you for that. You could get back being funny now. Now I'm relaxed, so that's good.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Where'd you go? Did you grow up in this area, by the way?
I did not. I grew up in Door County.
Yeah, where'd you go?
Sturgeon Bay.
You did? Yeah. I used to do a show called Around the Corner with my brother John, and
absolutely,
yeah, we did. I was up. I did Southern Door, mm-hmm. and then talked Gibraltar and Sevastopol, all football, 8-man and 11-man, and man, we spent a lot of time up in Door County.
It's beautiful area.
Do you still go back?
Oh yeah, still have family.
Yeah, that's awesome. I get up there every once in a while. A buddy of mine's got a cabin in Sturgeon Bay, and he calls and. He'll call and say, "Man, I miss you." I go, "Yeah, what do you need?" "Well, I got to cut this tree down, and I'm wondering, on Saturday, after you get off the air, could you?" And I go, "Yeah, it's a quick ride. It's an easy, quick ride, and it's good stuff." Guys, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, you know, I threw that softball to Brad, hoping he'd just rip you, Phil, but he didn't do that. We are talking Donovan Jorgensen Heating and Cooling. Guys, as we talked about a little bit earlier, get this stuff looked at. Be part of this maintenance program. Go to DonovanJorgensen.com to take a look at it. And you want to get this stuff taken care of when you want to rather than when you need to. At 8:30, we'll talk to Donna Kern and my co-host today, Ray Hoffman, marketing manager for Kern Electric. Go to callcurrent.com. This is the Home Improvement Show built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. You hear my pace? Nice and easy, relaxed now. Man, running in at 8:03 is just not, like, I know live radio is supposed to be exciting, but come on now. I can't take that kind of stuff. I got here at 5:30. I was ready to go and Mitch's car. Hey, how are you getting home after work, by the way?
Yeah, I'll have to figure that out, I think.
Yeah, I'm not going to leave you hanging.
Oh,
probably.
That's nice of you. Thank you.
What do you think an Uber would cost? Because I'll charge you $1 less or something.
Probably $30, $30. At this point.
Yeah, I'm not going to charge you anything. Our special guest in studio, and it's fun to have them here, are three of the boys from Donovan Jorgensen Heating and Cooling. Like I said, this is, as far as I know, the only employee-owned HVAC company in the state of Wisconsin. So when you go to that website and you have somebody from the maintenance department, a technician come out, you have a sales guy come out, you have Brad to come and install this stuff, you're dealing with some of the owners of Donovan Jorgensen Heating and Cooling, and I can't recommend them enough in that space. They care enough about our community to sponsor a youth sports show I do because they want me highlighting, promoting, and celebrating some of these kids in this area and the families that, you know, they're in the car all day long on the weekends going to soccer practice and a basketball camp and then a volleyball camp the next day. And Donovan Jorgensen said, look, we want to be part of that. That's what we like, and I thank them for that. Hey, John, when we talked about, I said to Brad about the sales guy, you're like, you get along with everybody, right?
Generally.
Okay, let's get into who you don't. No, I'm just kidding. Where do you come in the process? So Phil sells it, right? Brad installs it. Do the two of them talk about the maintenance program, or is that something that you do, or who starts talking about that stuff to new customers?
Well, I know in our sales department that whenever they purchase a new piece of equipment, they do get 1 year of the maintenance agreement just to get them on the program. So then when the technician would come in, either myself or a maintenance department would come in following that, the maintenance tech generally will reinforce what the AMA does for the homeowner.
Can you tell, do you know the kind of calls you get? Can you, without even looking, know if somebody's on your maintenance program or not? Do you know what I'm saying? If somebody's on the maintenance program, they're not going to have dirty filters, probably.
Generally not. I mean, every house is different, but without looking at the work order, generally, when you go down to the furnace, you'll be able to tell that it's maintained because it's generally just cleaner.
How did you get into this? I mean, was this something that you're good with your hands and thought, okay, I can fix a lot of stuff? Or tell me.
Actually, not. It's a long story, but coming out of high school, just like Brad, I started with Donovan Jorgensen when I was 19 years old, and the best thing I knew how to use was a video game controller.
Yeah, boy.
Donovan Jorgensen does a lot of in-house training, so they took a lot of time with me. I did go to MATC for a year, so I did at least have a little bit of knowledge, but it came to me over time. Brad's one of my best friends, and he took a lot of time with me, actually, so he did a lot of my training, but that's just where I came in.
You know, guys, and you're perfect to talk to about this. There are two kids. I coached basketball at Greendale Martin Luther for 4 years, and then I retired a couple years ago. And there's two guys that were part of our basketball program that both had really good grades but did not want to go to college, knew what they wanted to do. They wanted to be electricians. So I sent them over to Ray at Kern Electric, and these guys are in like year two or three of their career there. Their buddies are now sophomores in college. One of them is on the verge of buying his first home. And his buddies are racking up debt after debt. And these guys now, they knew what they wanted, and they went for it. Did you know as a senior in high school that college, you didn't need to go, or you wanted to get in the trades?
Yeah, I wanted to do something with my hands just for the fact of I can't sit still. So I wanted to make sure I could do something that I was constantly moving with. And school wasn't a great thing for me. So,
well, you know, you're the first Greenfield guy that I've met that didn't spend, you know, 3-4 years in jail somewhere. So good for you. You're way above any of the other hustling hawks that I know. You know, I'm just kidding. Hustling hawks, don't get mad at me.
I love my high school.
Yeah, I know. Don't get mad. Hey, Brad, what about you? So out of Brookfield Central, you decided, hey, look, I kind of know I want to start a career.
Well, I knew I didn't want to go to school. I had wasn't a big school. I had no interest in schooling, so it was go do something. I like doing hands-on work. So right summer after high school, started applying for jobs, got hired here at Donovan and Jorgensen, and like John said, they do a lot of great hands-on, on-the-job training.
Do you know, guys, I love the fact that you said that, because there's with Ray Hoffman on as my co-host here, they do the same. And he believes, and the people at Current Electric believe, that the training part is really, really important. And for you guys to say that about Donovan and Jorgensen, it doesn't surprise me, but I'm really glad to hear it, because I don't think that is everywhere. You know, there are companies that don't do a great job of the training part, and if guys don't get it right away, or they have a lot of questions and they're still being sent out to do things, and then companies try to figure out why there's issues. And so, hey Ray, you've got to be smiling over there when you hear that, you know, two guys working for Donovan and Jorgensen right out of high school, both of them in the first sentence talked about the training program that they have.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a firm believer in, and Current Electric is a firm believer in, as long as you have the will, we're willing to train you, right? So we've done that for since our inception in 1983 for the last 39 years, and we're gonna continue to do that. We have a program called Chuck U. It's actually named after the owner. I know, very creative. You know, I'm a great marketing guy.
Yes, you are.
It's a
you got hey, say that slow, by the way, Chuck U. Say that slow, because we're not losing anything here. We don't have that 7-second dub button ready to go. Chuck U. Hey, by the way, Brad, the owner of Current Electric, guess where he went to high school?
I'm guessing Brookfield Central.
Brookfield Central, yeah. Proud Lancer, too. He, man, Chuck Smith will tell you that his dad owned a gas station, and he always worked with his hands and was really interested in the electrical side and has built this company from the ground floor. And how many employees now, Ray?
148 last count, I remember.
Wow. Yeah, he's solar is his legacy. He's been involved, and on top of that, way before anybody else in this market was, and he's kind of the go-to guy within the state of Wisconsin. Hey, Phil, when I'm talking to them about training, how's the training program in the sales department over there?
We have a group of distributors that are just fantastic. Of course, they supply the wonderful coffee and donuts and so forth, but taking us in-house, being able to touch and feel the different thermostats, the equipment, the technical aspect, the physical aspect of all this different equipment that's getting better and better and more efficient, able to do more, more smart equipment. The training's been fantastic. We can't sell it if we don't know what it is.
The smart equipment stuff is, for me, as a grandfather of five grandsons, I'm telling you, it's like, hey, do you want this on your phone? I'm like, wait a sec, I can turn my air conditioning on like 20 minutes before I get home from my car on my phone? Yeah. And I go, no, I'm good. You know what? Because I'll end up somehow, I'll do something and I'll get home. It'll be 90 in the house. And yeah, I just want to go in and be able to know what buttons to push.
Oh, and I can appreciate that. And a lot of our customers are very much, no, I just want two buttons. I want an up and I want a down. And well, now what happens when you're on the beach someplace and it's January, you're sipping your Mai Tai and you find out in Wisconsin it's 30 below zero. Gee, are my pipes bursting? I don't know. Well, you pick up your phone, log into your app for your thermostat. Oh, okay, the house is 60, just where I set it. All right, back to your Mai Tai, and you're good.
Oh, now I got to get this stuff on my phone.
It makes sense.
Who invited you? No, I'm just kidding. Maybe you can show me some of this stuff during a break. Now we're even, pal. Now we're even. We're going to get to a break. Guys, I want you, if you haven't heard the Donna Kern story, we're going to invite her to come on for a couple of minutes, and I think it's really important. You guys live in the Donovan Jorgensen heating cooling bubble, right? Day to day, and everything's always a roller coaster. Are we good at this? Are we bad? But when you get a chance to hear a woman in Hartford who called me on a Saturday, I believe, and then I got Scott Fisher involved, and he said, hey, it's going to be okay. We'll take care of this. She had another company come out. And in fact, Phil, the salesperson from the other company, I'll let her tell it, but he walked in. He wasn't in her house for 2 minutes and said, you're going to need a whole new system. Here's, you're going to need this, 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 and this. And she said, you've been here 2 minutes. He said, yep, I'm really good at what I do. And it wasn't the, you know what, Phil? She got scared by it. And her husband said, hold on a second. She goes, we need somebody now. And so she called me, and Scott was able to get one of your sales guys who lives out in Hartford to go see her on Sunday, and you guys maintenance guy or the install guys on Monday, and by Monday at noon or something. She said, are all the boys at Donovan Jurgensen good looking? I go, No, not really, actually. And she said, well, the ones I had are, we're going to talk to Donna Kern on the other side of the break. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin and powered by the superheroes at Kern Electric. Only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
You could keep on because the force, it's got a lot of power. And it makes me feel like
a little techno here. Hey, attaboy, Mitch. Welcome back. Well, now we're all, my goodness, the voice of Donovan Jurgensen got some rhythm. Phil, take that leisure suit is not doing it for me. I just got to be honest. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. Only on 1250 AM, The Fan. My co-host this week is Ray Hoffman, the marketing manager at Kern Electric. In studio with us is John Chikura. He is a technician with Donovan Jurgensen Heating and Cooling. Brad
Lazel,
man. That's a rough one. Install, and Phil Schmidtke. He is with in the sales department, Donovan Jurgensen. Guys, I talked about Donna Kern, woman I work with that, man, she was frantic there for a minute until your boys from Donovan Jurgensen came in. Hey, Donna, first of all, thanks for coming on. I have to tell you, I am by far the best-looking guy in studio right now, so I don't know what you were talking about with these guys from Donovan Jurgensen.
You know I love my guys from Donovan Jurgensen. Like, they're my family now, so don't disrespect me.
Hey, Phil grew up in Door County. When you do Nana Fest, where do you go in Door County?
My parents have a place in Sister Bay, so we always stay in Sister Bay and celebrate Nana in Sister Bay and do Al Johnson's and the beer garden and do a little golfing and a lot of pool and drinking.
Phil was wondering if he could come. He's got his family all there, and he'd like to stop over at Nana Fest.
Hey, well, unfortunately, you have to be voted in by the family, so we will have to take a vote this year.
Let me vote on Phil, because he's already ripped me once and made fun of me twice, so he might not be getting my vote, Donna.
Okay, I will let Nana know.
There you go. Hey, talk to us about, I want these guys to understand the importance and what they bring to the table. I had kind of explained to them that you had a different company come out, and then you called me and said, look, the guy was in my house 2 minutes and told me I needed a full furnace and new air conditioning and everything that goes with that. And I got Scott Fisher on to calm you down a little bit. Take us from there. First of all, what happened?
Well, it was winter, of course. You know, it never goes out in the summer. It always goes out when it's super cold. And my husband was away. He was out of town, so I didn't have my partner in crime to help me through the process and have a sounding board. And furnace went out, and I called my normal repair person that I've done business with for 20 years, and he walked in the house and walked in the basement, and he took a flashlight, and he literally looked at the unit, didn't touch a thing, said, I know what's wrong. You need a whole unit. Whole new unit. And I was like, but you didn't even take off the board. You didn't look at the flashing code. How do you possibly know this? He's like, well, I know. I'm like, okay. So I was kind of feeling uncomfortable at that point. And he got his salesperson on the phone with me. And he's like, you absolutely need a new unit. And my guy has checked it over. And I'm like, well, did he really check it over? And he started quoting me prices. Now, again, I'm kind of in a panic mode going, we're going into the weekend. I'm not going to have heat for 3 days. The pipes are going to burst. You have all these thoughts going through your head, which, you know, wasn't true. And the prices he quoted, the salesperson quoted, were double where I thought they would be. And I have friends who've had furnaces replaced, so I kind of had an idea of the ballpark I should be in. And then the salesperson was kind of doing some, I don't want to say shifty because that's a strong word, but
creative,
you know, quote, creative, creative, thank you.
Hey, kid.
Some creative quoting and saying, well, it's going to be one price if you finance, one price if you pay cash. And it just, it wasn't feeling right with me, and I was kind of frustrated. So I thought, gosh, when you're in a bind, who do you call? You call your work husband, Mac, host of the Nary Home Improvement Show. I'm like, he's got to have a guy.
Hey, Donna. Donna,
yes, sir.
It's now the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction in Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric. Okay, go.
100%.
Just got to make sure.
Yes, like Donovan and Jurgensen. So
there you go.
I called him and said, can you help me? I don't know where to turn. This is very frustrating, and it's getting cold in here. And he introduced me to Scott. And, I mean, the night and day difference from dealing with this other company to Donovan Jurgensen was unbelievable. And I can't, from the time that the salesperson dropped off a heater at 7 o'clock at night so I wouldn't be cold, to him sitting with me on a Sunday, to the people who came first thing Monday, like the whole process was just night and day from the uncomfortable feeling that I had from this other company.
Hey, so Phil, John, I'm going to start with you. For somebody to go in and look, Donna and I have had this conversation, so I'm not speaking out of turn, but her husband Pete was gone, so she was having to make some decisions quickly on her own. And she said, look, I just feel like if my husband was here, it might have been a different conversation. I don't want anybody taking advantage of me or thinking they could take advantage of me because I'm a woman. You walk into somebody's home, can you in a minute and a half know that they need a whole new system without really looking at it?
Absolutely not.
You can't,
absolutely,
right?
Not.
I mean, you got to take something off and start looking, get a flashlight.
Exactly. You got to at least see what it's doing first. You never know. Every situation is different, but you have to at least try and see what it's doing.
And we're not going to name who the other company is, but Phil, if my price is one, if I charge it, and another, if I'm paying cash, that doesn't sound legal to me.
There are financing charges to borrow money. You do have to.
Yeah, but
it does cost.
Correct. But the bottom line, like if you said, look, this is going to cost you $5,000, and then the finances, you deal with this finance company or your own finance company, and there might be. But if it's a bottom line where it's $5,000 if you finance for the equipment and $4,500 if you don't, that's not above and beyond with the interest rates and what you have to pay off a credit card type thing, but that doesn't sound right to me.
It was $1,000 more, Mac. It was $1,000.
Oh wow! Okay, yeah, that's a very different story. There are when a customer works through our financing company, charges us, so there is going to be a difference. $1,000 difference.
That's huge.
That's. I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
That's
when Phil, if somebody like Donna called and said, look, John came in and looked at my stuff and in 2 minutes told me that we needed a full everything, and they start quoting her prices and she starts questioning, maybe John didn't look at it correctly, and they're saying, no, he did. Yep. I know exactly what he's doing. I think that they took her for granted. They looked at it and said, she's been doing business with us for 20 years. And I'm sure the technician had another call to go to because it was winter. But for them to treat her like that, they lost a really good customer of theirs. And now she's a Donovan Jorgensen. You heard her. I can't even rip on you guys because you're her family now. And, you know, I'm out and you guys are in. But that to me, I think... the way you guys go about business is different than some other people.
Oh, undoubtedly. We treat our customers well. We treat our customers as best we possibly can, and they tell their friends, and their friends tell theirs, and that's how we got to be the size that we are.
How much, because you guys, it's a employee-owned company, do you think that that plays into the mission and the mindset that you guys have?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Our success is very much something we enjoy in our stock purchase plans and our profit sharing and so on and so forth. And if we if we don't work hard, if we don't do the right things, our pocketbooks suffer.
Hey, Brad, how much of your business as an install guy is when you walk in on Monday morning, especially in wintertime, are you guys constantly going out on emergency ones that Monday to help people like Donna?
Day to day, it's always different. Usually if it's a cold weekend, you know we're going to have no heat calls, and there is going to be priority there just because we're not going to leave someone without heat, and we're going to do whatever it takes to get that done.
Hey, Donna, when the install guys came out, do you remember their names, by the way?
Oh, gosh, now I'm struggling, but they were fabulous. Ugh.
Yeah, we did a commercial about name those guys.
I wrote them down, but I'm an old lady, and I have old lady brain.
Yeah,
Mac, I have to tell you one story, which I haven't told you yet. You know, you talked earlier about referrals.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the best things that I like to do for anybody who does an outstanding job for me is obviously refer them and get them additional business, because that's how our business works too, right?
Right.
And I had been telling my friends about my process and about Donovan and Jerkson, what just fabulous job they did. And I received a phone call. I was at a funeral, and it was a Friday night and a Friday afternoon. And I got a text. I kind of peeked at my phone during the funeral, and I got a text from my friend, and he said, "You're not going to believe this. My furnace is out." We'd just been talking about it, you know, when it rains, it pours, right? And I literally stepped out of the funeral, excused my house. My husband was like, "Where are you going?" I said, "I need to deal with this." I called my friend back, and I'm like, "You need to call Donovan Jorgensen right now." And he's like, "Where are you?" I'm like, "Well, I'm at a funeral, but that's okay. You have no heat, and it's winter, and you need to call the right people." So, you know, it's just when you have such a great process, like from start to finish, like sales and the guys who were here, I just want to spread the word. So,
hey, Donna, really quickly before we get to a break, the install process for you, you know, you get worried that you know, the doors are going to be open, it's freezing outside, you have no heat, and it's going to be a day and a half before they can get all this stuff in. How long were the install guys from Donovan Jorgensen at your house?
They showed up at about 8:30 on a Monday morning, and they walked out the door before noon, and they had laid down tarps, and I was never cold. They had space heaters they brought in, and they were doing some pounding and welding, and I don't even know all the words of things.
Brad, hey, the install guy's laughing over there, shaking his head. He said, "Yeah."
I don't know what you're talking about. We're quiet down there.
They're quiet. The nice.
And then I went down, and it was the cleanup job too, like for all the, I'm like, "Where?" And I walked down, the guy's sweeping, and he's like, "Oh, I'm just doing," and I'm like, how, and the new furnace was gorgeous, and I was taking pictures. I said, "I don't know how you did this in 3.5 hours.
Hey, Donna, one question. If the sales guy brought over space heaters, why were you asking me to come out and cuddle with you?
I needed extra heat.
Yo, that's what it is. She is Donna Kern, and could not be a bigger fan of Donovan and Jorgensen Heating and Cooling. They when she was literally at her lowest when it came to this kind of stuff, they jumped in, and you know, the fact that Scott Fisher really, he hates the fact that I have his cell number, by the way, for most of the time. And I put him on a call with Donna, and within 48 hours, this thing was taken care of. Hey, Donna, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend. I appreciate you coming on for a few minutes.
You too, Mac, and guys, thanks, and keep up the good work for a great company.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We're going to get to a break. Guys, it's really important for you guys to hear these stories because, again, on a day-to-day basis, we don't hear good stories about when we're doing things well, but we hear things when we're not doing things well. But you have to understand that there are people out there. I mean, when she said, "These guys are part of my family now, Mac, so don't be talking about them," she's serious. Like, she thinks the world of this company, and I thank you for that. We're going to get to a break. We'll continue on the other side of the break. Ray Hoffman is my co-host. He's a marketing manager at Kern Electric. Go to callcurrent.com, and we're talking Donovan and Jorgensen Heating and Cooling, the only employee-owned HVAC company, I believe, in the state of Wisconsin. Go to donovanjorgensen.com. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, powered by Kurt Electric, home of the superhero. If Scott Fisher's listening, I just told him the story about the attack dogs coming across the stage in New Berlin. Never seen you laugh that hard in your entire life. Then again, you told me you never saw anybody look so afraid, and that is a fact. My co-host this week, Ray Hoffman, marketing manager at Kern Electric. Hey, Ray, haven't talked to you much today. Apologize for that.
No, show's been great without me talking.
Well, that's what these guys said, but I thought it was important to bring you back on. Hey, boys, during the break, I said, look, am I missing anything? And John, you immediately went into kind of what the mission statement is for Donovan and Jorgensen Heating and Cooling.
It's not just the equipment that you get, but it's one of our things that we say is our people make the difference. We have a lot of good people here at Donovan Jorgensen. At our New Berlin shop, there's a plaque on the wall that states honest and integrity. At Donovan Jorgensen, we try our best to do everything we can as honestly as we can to the best of our ability with the best people that we can get.
Hey, John, and during that conversation, Brad had talked about, look, we're also looking for people. And Brad, I'll go to you on this. Sometimes, look, it's hard to find in interview process, people will say, oh, yeah, that means something to me, right? Honest and integrity, and we treat people. It's not the equipment, it's the people. But it's hard to find people that will buy in and actually live that.
Absolutely. We're always looking to hire good help. If you don't have the experience, doesn't matter. We're always willing to train on the job. Just come in with a good work ethic, try to work hard.
Hey, if somebody comes and says, look, I want to learn how to install and I'm willing to work hard, do you guys look for like laborers that go out with you and carry equipment and stuff?
Absolutely. And they're not just carrying equipment. We're training them. We're teaching them. They're constantly learning and getting better. And the better they are, the better they help. The more they help us, the more successful we all are.
And same thing, John, with you. Are there people that start and they start in your department and they start by, you know, showing up every day, working hard, you know, being a good person with the mission statement of Donovan and Jorgensen, and then they get trained on how to do what you do?
For the most part, yeah, what Donovan Jorgensen does with the training is they generally like to start working up. Like I actually started in the install department, then made it to the maintenance department, then made it in demand service. I kind of like that idea that you're able to see everything and work your way up to the demand service because you have to see what you're doing or how it's installed for you to properly fix it.
Which department is the most important department over at? Is it the sales department? Is it the maintenance? Is it the install? What do you think?
Every department.
Every
important is as important as the next.
Phil, I'm a sales guy. Which department? I'm just kidding. You guys all work together.
We all know that nothing happens until something's sold.
We got one. I like it. You're back in. Hey, me and you, buddy. We're back being two. I said that once in this radio station that I think sales drives the boat. And boy, oh boy, there are some people around the building who were not happy with me. Phil, thank you. It's really nice to meet you. I appreciate it. We're going to do this again where it's not so rushed and we don't have any kind of flat tires to deal with. So, Phil, thank you very much. It's nice
thank
to meet you.
You.
Yep. Brad, thank you. It's good to meet you. John, thanks for doing this. When I was at the studio your office the other day, you were like, I'll do it. And then I saw second thoughts all over your face. So it's not so bad. You guys did great. Thank you so much. Ray Hoffman, have a great weekend.
You too, and congratulations to all the graduates at Oconomowoc this today.
There you go.
Start today at 10.
There it is. Good job, Ray. He is Kern Electric. Go to callkern.com. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.